A wall of screaming, squealing, crying young women, and some not-so-young women, threw themselves at Aslan Rhodes. He wasn't the object of their frenzied affection. That was for Chris Huntley, star of hit sitcom Twice Too Many and soon-to-be-released action blockbuster Dead Even. No, Aslan just happened to find himself between Chris and the wall of screaming, squealing, crying young and not-so-young women. 15 years working as the bodyguard of the world's biggest rock star, however, had prepared Aslan for all kinds of insanity, and this was no exception. He planted his size 14 booted feet firmly on the footpath, and with his arms wide, jaw bunched and muscles coiled, held back the frenzied horde. Just. Movie star groupies were more maniacal than rock star groupies, it seemed. At least those currently here trying to get their mitts on Chris Huntley were. And Aslan discovered they were more prone to biting.
Oi!
He flinched as a set of teeth sank into his forearm and he snapped his glare to a girl who looked no more than 12, snarling up at him from near his elbow.
Watch it!
We're trying to,
a middle-aged woman wearing a skin-tight, twice-too-many t-shirt snapped back, giving the teenager girl squashed between her and Aslan a shove.
But you're in the road!
Her fellow frenzied fans echoed her unhappiness with Aslan's presence, most resorting to names and insults regarding his British nationality. He'd never heard the words fucking palm uttered so often by so many women. If the situation wasn't so surreal, he'd laugh.
Seriously,
he called out, still holding back the wall of hormone-induced lust with sheer strength and a wide arm span.
What are the odds? Chris Huntley is going to...
A loud groan drowned out the rest of Aslan's question. Almost as one, the women stopped pushing against him and fell back, their eyes swelling with tears, their expressions suicidal.
He's gone,
the woman in the twice-too-many t-shirt moaned. Another collective sob sounded from the horde as surly glares turned to Aslan. Aslan did his own turning, shooting a look at the space behind him where Chris Huntley and Nigel McQueen, Dead Even's famed director, had been sharing coffee. The Harborside Cafe was now empty of Hollywood-type persons, the normal run-of-the-mill patrons left behind smirking with bemused curiosity. Aslan returned his focus to the women, only to find them dispersing on the esplanade. Most stared intently at their cameras and smartphones on which, Aslan assumed, hundreds of hastily snapped images of Chris sipping his latte were now stored. He let out a chuckle and shook his head. He'd never get his head around the unhinged mentality of a frenzied fan. 15 years protecting Nick Blackthorne hadn't enlightened him, and he didn't see this small job illuminating it either.
Maybe it's time you went back into the service, boyo. HRH's defense force would take you back in an instant.
A dull pressure settled on Aslan's chest at the notion of returning to his post as ASAS commando. He may not understand infatuated, borderline loopy fans much, but he understood his country's need to be involved in the war in Afghanistan less. There was a reason he'd left the United Kingdom Special Forces to become professional muscle for a rock star. That surreal career made more sense than the orders constantly given to him during,
Mr. Rhodes?
A male voice called from behind Aslan, and he turned, an instinctual tension coiling through his body. He didn't like being caught unawares. It wasn't something that happened often.